I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. We're a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH here in Boston. There's a law on the books that makes it illegal for a private U.S. citizen to negotiate with a foreign government behind Washington's back. Question is, did President Trump's national security advisor break the law? This has to do with conversations that retired General Michael Flynn had with Russia's ambassador to the U.S. before Trump's inauguration, conversations during which Flynn, according to reports, may have actively undermined the Obama administration. Again, this was before Trump and his team were in the White House. Michael McFaul has been following the story, and he understands it from a unique perspective. He was a U.S. ambassador to Russia during the Obama administration. So, Ambassador, this was reported in detail on the Washington Post and several other outlets. What's being alleged that was said during the conversation between Flynn and the Russian ambassador?
Well, the allegation is that General Flynn, before he became National Security Advisor Flynn, was talking to Ambassador Kislyak and hinting that they were going to pursue a different policy with respect to sanctions than the Obama administration. Now, I want to emphasize the word allegation because I don't know the content of those conversations at all. I think we should be very careful about speculating about them, especially given how we know about the fact that they happened. But that's the allegation.
And what is your sense of how well these allegations stand up? Like, how do reporters know what Michael Flynn actually said to the Russian ambassador?
Well, they know it from what's been reported because those telephone conversations were intercepted by our intelligence community because I'm just saying what is in the newspaper, right, about Ambassador Kislyak. They follow him, and it sounds like they follow him pretty closely. Now, I got to say, I not only was the U.S. ambassador to Russia, I also served on the transition team for President Obama. I worked for him on the campaign. I was part of the transition, and then I began working with him at the White House on January 21st, 2009. And I had contact with Russian government officials before, during the campaign, not during the transition, but during the campaign. And I get a little nervous when I hear that we're going to make illegal contact between individual Americans and foreign officials. Now, the exact act, the Logan Act that you're referring to, says you can't negotiate in interest against the United States. I take that point. But what is negotiating versus talking versus expressing your opinion? That's a very fuzzy world. And, you know, I think we need to be able to have contact.
If you let one citizen, though, speak to a foreign government, what's to stop everybody from doing that?
I think everybody should. I don't think there should be laws against Americans speaking to government officials abroad. I think that would be a step backwards and undemocratic.
Even if the allegations are accurate that Michael Flynn said, don't worry, anything that happened under the Obama administration, we're prepared to reverse. I mean, that's essentially the gist of what he allegedly told the Russian ambassador.
Well, there are two things that are most disturbing to me. One, we have a very strong norm, irrespective of this law, one president at a time. And I have to say, just not only this conversation, but several tweets from the president-elect, I don't think the Trump transition team did a good job of adhering to that norm. The second problem is that it appears that Mr. Flynn may have misrepresented to the press what he said. He said he didn't talk about sanctions on the record, and now this story has come out alleging, to emphasize that word again, that he did talk about sanctions. That troubles me because U.S. government officials have to be very careful about what they say on the record. You know, you can't misrepresent what you did.
I'll stop speculating, but I do want to ask you this. Obama on December 29th announced expulsion of Russian diplomats from the U.S., as you'll recall. And the next day, Putin said he wouldn't retaliate, which is, I think you'll agree, kind of out of character. Given all that, does it help us understand the Flynn phone call any better?
Again, we're connecting dots that we don't have complete information about, but most certainly I can tell you as a longtime Putin observer, I met him first in the spring of 1991, and somebody who used to deal with him in a government-to-government capacity, I was very surprised by their reaction. Usually the reaction is tit for tat and then double down. This was very different than previous behavior.
So it's something you said earlier. I mean, the calls were heard apparently in the course of monitoring communications of Russian diplomats. Is that normal in Russia? Is that kind of how they roll there? And is it just Russian diplomats who are being monitored?
Is that normal in the United States?
No, is that normal in Russia?
Oh, yes, of course. You know, most certainly, I assume that every minute of the day, when I'm on a computer, when I'm on the telephone, or when I'm just sitting in my living room as a U.S. ambassador, that I was being monitored.
Michael McFaul was U.S. ambassador to Russia from 2012 to 2014. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Marco.